Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A blaze near two large LP tanks early Saturday morning had Faribault firefighters initially fighting to cool the tanks that were venting gas and keep the fire contained to the 30-by-52-foot shed. Just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning, the Faribault Fire Department, Rice County Sheriff's deputies, and North Memorial Ambulance responded to 2687 158th Street East. Fire Chief Dustin Dienst reports that the building was engulfed in flames when responders arrived. Windy conditions were blowing hot embers at both the home and another outbuilding. Crews were able to keep the fire from spreading, and the LP tank fires were mitigated. Sheet metal roofing was pulled out by hand by firefighters, and the fire was extinguished. The fire is under investigation by Faribault Fire and the State Fire Marshal's Office. Dienst commented, "Thankfully, no one was injured in this fire. With the weather conditions, wind direction, and the two large LP tanks involved, there was opportunity for this fire to have caused a lot more damage." The Northfield City Council will be holding public hearings tomorrow night during their regular meeting, including for the 2020 Mill and Overlay Project and the 2020 Budget and Tax Levy. Immediately following the Budget and Tax Levy hearing, we'll be voting on the HRA, EDA, and City Tax Levies. The city is considering 9.4% tax levy. They'll also consider and vote on their 5-year capital equipment plan and capital improvement plan. Following that, they'll vote on the 2020 budget, which is proposed at over $10 million. You can comment online on the city's website at ci.northfield.mn.us now through noon tomorrow. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and the public's encouraged to attend. On the consent agenda is raising the age to buy tobacco within Northfield city limits to 21. The Northfield School District received their audit, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said.
And what I'm really proud to report is that there were no audit findings this year. That means there were no internal control findings. There were no yellow book compliance findings. Mm-hmm. There were no single audit findings. When they single audit, they'll take one specific program then and go through and look at it. There were no Minnesota legal compliance findings, and there were no student activity fund findings.
Hillman said less than 20% of school districts received this type of clean audit. He praised the finance department led by Val Murdestorf and her team. Hillman's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Kenyon Wanamingo School's superintendent, Dr. Jeff Pesta, is headed to Hastings. The former Northfield Middle School principal will take over as interim superintendent on January 1st for the remainder of the school year. Dr. Pesta holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Biology and Business Administration, a Master's in Science Education from the U of M, with a doctorate from the University of St. Thomas. And the Rice County Board of Commissioners will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, December 17th at 9:30 a.m. in the Commissioners' Room in Faribault. The purpose is to receive and consider comments by the general public and governing bodies of cities and towns within the county in regard to the Rice County Board of Commissioners' proposed modifications to the 10-year Transportation Capital Improvement Plan. KYMN has posted the document sent by the Highway Department engineer Dennis Luby and a map on our website under the Community News page. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.